And now it's time for your stories from San Francisco StoryCorps.
Hi, I'm Bob Schmidt.
And I'm Minnie Swift.
Hi, my name is Anthony Meredith Piccioni.
I'm at Highland Hospital.
We're at Highland Hospital.
And I'm one of the senior therapists at Highland Hospital.
From time to time, the story team goes mobile and collects interviews at different places around the Bay Area. Today, we're kicking off a series of interviews that took place at Highland Hospital in Oakland. The public hospital has been around since 1927 and has served thousands of patients. Its emergency room is required to take you whether or not you have insurance. And it's also a trauma center, so if you're in a car accident or you've been the victim of violence, that's most likely where you'll end up.
So, go ahead and call it.
Yes.
Time of death?
That is 2016.
You get an age on this kid?
Oh, yeah.
Tanya?
15.
15? Jesus Christ.
The hospital ER is the setting for the documentary film The Waiting Room. Back in 2012, we spoke with the film's director, Pete Nix.
Originally, the film ostensibly was a film about the uninsured. And fairly quickly, we realized that The Waiting Room was just a place where so much manifested in terms of not just the hospital system itself, but our entire society at this moment in time when the economy is pushing people into public hospital waiting rooms that have never been there before. And we realized that it was kind of a universal experience, and we wanted to tell the story in a way that could give additional information to people who thought they knew how hospitals worked. And it's one of those things where you think, oh, this is obvious.
But it's not necessarily that obvious, and it may be even more confusing now that the rollout of the Affordable Care Act has the country in a heated debate over our access to health care. So Nix teamed up with StoryCorps to collect more interviews at Highland and go deeper into the stories of people who depend and work within that public hospital system. Our first interview is between Janae Harper, who goes by the nickname Z, and Benika Curry. Z Harper is a patient care navigator, which means exactly what it says. She helps her patients navigate the ups and downs of the healthcare system and get the treatment they need. She met Benika Curry earlier this year when Benika discovered she had stage 2 breast cancer.
I discovered my lump doing self-exam on myself July 15, 2012. That's my birthday. The urban community, you're so scared because you're not working. Your husband is the only one working, so you don't want to add to the bills. And I waited 7 months to even go to Highland Hospital, which to me, I think I would have been in stage 0 instead of stage 2. But it was so painful, and I felt it growing. And so what Z did for me is to help me understand that it'd be okay, and that whatever I need, she got me. And she helped me feel not to feel like I was a burden on my husband, because now that I was trying to find a job, I got breast cancer, I can't work. So Z, what made you want to be a patient care navigator?
I never chose to be a patient care navigator. Actually, I hated hospitals. But then the recession came. I got laid off of my job for 15 years. Prior to this, I worked for a nationally recognized nonprofit. And, you know, basically it was economics. There was a job opening I thought I was qualified for, and I applied for it. But little did I know the privilege it is to work for a hospital. I always thought about sickness in regards to a hospital. I never thought about healing. I never thought about wellness. I never thought about any of it. So I feel like I'm being enlightened and educated. And I have to say that I feel blessed, especially blessed to work for Highland, because I'm an Oakland native. I'm 50 years old, and I'm born and raised here at Highland. So I really feel like I'm serving my community. So it's more than a job to me. You know, I personally believe there are professions and there are callings. And I believe that I have been called to serve. Highland used to have a reputation of just being a little raggedy ghetto hospital. And I'm not going to lie, initially, I kind of thought the same thing about Highland before I started working here and really getting to see the commitment that the employees have. I thought the same thing, honey. I thought I was cute. I was a Kaiser patient, and ooh, I'm not going to Highland. Are you kidding me? And now I feel so stupid and elitist, because I was completely ignorant. But now I'm like, God is so good. God is so good. And he showed me the error of my ways. And I feel like because of that, ooh, I don't want to cry because I don't want to mess up my mascara. But now I feel like, man, how many people have I walked by on the street and judged them? You know, not knowing the backstory. Probably one of the greatest benefits of working here is it keeps me humble. And it keeps me thankful because I see every day how blessed I truly am. And it just makes me that much more determined to be a blessing to somebody else. Patients aren't going to come to chemotherapy and they're trying to keep a roof over their head. Or they're trying to put food in their stomach. Or they have daycare issues. It was just amazing how the order of what's important in the medical field didn't match the order of what's important in your personal life. So through our program, we've been really able to kind of like reprioritize what's really important for the patient in their personal life in order to deal with their health issues. And I'm telling you, Benika, you put a lot of us to shame that actually have this as a job. The way you researched everything, I mean, I could just sit up here and give a testimonial about you all day. I feel so small in your presence because I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it was rough for me, like, I guess because the way my hair was falling out. But then I promised myself that every time I go to chemo, I'm going to be dressed for success, you know, because that's an accomplishment. Going to this chemo, just trying to still feel like you're human.
You know, some people are coming from, you know, being drug addicted or abusive relationships or just being poverty stricken. They don't really have a will to live. To them, it's like, this is just one more thing.
What I used to say, because that's how I felt, but what I realized is because you are damaged don't mean you cannot be loved.
That's right.
And you have to surround yourself at home, at your hospitals, as far as picking your doctors, mm-hmm. but especially at home, you have to surround yourself by positive people who are going to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And so my breast cancer journey has been awesome, especially having you in my corner. I'm the boxer and you my boxing coach.
Oh, well, go ahead.
And we fighting it.
I love you, Benika, and you're such a blessing to me. I like I said, I'm better because of you.